proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible broadcast. The author of Hebrews in the 13th chapter of his epistle mentions something about men entertaining angels unawares. He could have been referring to this incident as described in the book of Genesis. According to Genesis chapter 18, quote, "The Lord appeared unto him, Abraham. The Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre," unquote. The patriarch was sitting by the door of his tent when he saw three beings standing by him. That group consisted of God, albeit in human form, God accompanied by two angels. In that visit, God declared that, quote, "Because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which has come unto me. And if not, I will know," unquote. Note that God himself did not venture into those cities. The two angels accompanying him served as his representatives, and he sent them to investigate the situation in Sodom and Gomorrah. The 19th chapter of Genesis noted how, quote, "there came two angels to Sodom at even," unquote. They encountered Lot, who vehemently insisted on providing them shelter rather than letting them sleep outside. Not long thereafter, the men of Sodom surrounded Lot's house. They demanded that Lot bring out his visitors to them so they could have sexual intercourse with those angels. When Lot refused to do so, the mob, quote, "pressed sore upon the man, even Lot, and came near to break the door," unquote. At this juncture, the two angels intervened. They pulled Lot back into the house, shutting the door against their would-be assailants. Furthermore, they afflicted the men of Sodom with blindness, so that they could not find the entrance to Lot's house. Evidently, these celestial emissaries possessed the power to execute immediate judgment upon the sinning Sodomites, just as Paul had done to the sorcerer Elymas, as recorded in Acts chapter 13. The two angelic visitors warned Lot to flee Sodom, telling him, quote, "We will destroy this place because the cry of them is waxen great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it," unquote. Their statement indicated that God had entrusted these emissaries with a mission, namely to obliterate Sodom and Gomorrah. God not only gave these angels such a commission, but he equipped them with the capability of performing it. Lot asked the angels for permission to live in a small town named Zoar. One of them replied, quote, "See, I have accepted thee concerning this thing also, that I will not overthrow the city, for the which thou hast spoken," unquote. Note that the angel used the first person singular, implying that God had deputized him to do even this. When the time came for Lot and his family to leave Sodom, the angels had to forcibly take them by the hand and lead them away. Though Lot did not maintain a godly testimony while living in Sodom, he did remain a righteous man. God's mercy spared him and his immediate family, his wife and his two unmarried daughters, from experiencing the judgments that fell upon the residents of Sodom and Gomorrah. In summation, the angels sent by God had two tasks to which God assigned them. First, they would ascertain the extent of the Sodomites' wickedness through personal observation. Furthermore, they were to carry out divine judgment on that city. The angels of Genesis chapter 19 functioned as God's agent. Those scriptures show that angels sent by God had the power and the ability to do God's will. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.